Will Unit 5's bus system be ready to go on the first day of school next week? That's the big question on tonight's school board agenda. Unit 5's transportation officials will tell board members what they've done to prevent a repeat of last year's rocky start when route changes, driver shortages, and poor communication led to upset parents and safety concerns. GLT's Ryan Denham reports the district's transportation vendor First Student may be on a short leash.
Unit 5 transports 10,000, or 73% of its students to school every day. Its fleet of buses travel 14,000 route miles every day, a massive undertaking that's been outsourced to First Student since 2013. First Student is now in the last year of its contract, meaning another bad year could lead Unit 5 to make a change for 2018 and 19. School board member Joe Cleary, also a Unit 5 parent, tried to terminate the First Student contract last fall, but was outvoted. He's expecting a smoother start this year.
I think that they're out to prove that last year was an anomaly, that they as a company are better than that, and that they're going to be, you know, doing the best that they can to earn our business for next year. I think very clearly we will see in the first few weeks, you know, how that goes. And, you know, coming into September, we're going to know, you know, if they're going to be someone we're looking at for our vendor for next year, or if we're going to be going outside to see how many other people we can get to bid this.
Several factors contributed to last fall's busing problems. Unit 5 was trying to save money in light of shaky state funding for student transportation, leading to a change in school start times and major bus route changes. At the same time, First Student was struggling to recruit and retain drivers. As concerns escalated, First Student and the district itself faced criticism for its poor communication with frustrated parents. The situation improved as the 2016-17 school year went on, and First Student brought in a new local manager, Mark Bull, to oversee operations.
I think we're headed in a better direction. I think there's still a little bit to be gained. I think after the startup this year, we'll kind of tell the tale. If, you know, when startup goes good this year, you know, that will help in that part of it a lot. I can tell you just based on the number of phone calls I got last year from when I started to when I ended, it dropped by, I would say, 90%. So, I mean, obviously people are a little better pleased, but I'm sure still there's a lot of doubt until proven otherwise. And if I was a parent, I'd probably feel the same way. So this startup will tell the tale, in my opinion.
As of Monday, First Student has 146 drivers, including standby drivers, to cover its 127 routes, with another group of 15 to 20 drivers expected to complete training soon. Here's Mark Bull.
The culture here seems to have changed a lot for the better. You know, everyone's a lot friendlier. There, people are excited to come back. I didn't have a lot of attrition. So in that sense, that was my number one priority last year, was just getting the culture changed and getting people wanting to come to work. Secondly is taking a look at the whole operation, setting the priorities based on what the customer, the district needs, and then what the company also requirements meeting, and just keep an eye oversight over everything. I mean, the manager can't do it all, but he can oversee everything to make sure it's get done. I got a great staff in place right now, a lot of experience, and they're all very, very happy right now and like what they're doing. So essentially, as a manager, you just oversee the operation, make sure everything gets done. Not that you do it all, you know, you take care of the customer. That's my primary focus, safety of the kids and taking care of the customer needs.
Unlike fall 2016, there are no major route changes planned for the new school year. Drivers were given 2 extra days to work on their routes, and drivers will be driving those same routes in the mornings as they do in the afternoons. There have been some tweaks. Here is Superintendent Mark Daniel.
So, for instance, we have a particular area on one of our more distance schools that those routes, although similar to last year, we've had to do some adjustments to those routes, First Student has. And I'll tell you the response time on that. It may have taken several days to weeks to get that accomplished. They accomplished that roughly in the same day. So that tells me the skeleton of the routing system that they had last spring has been carried over. And for the most part, it's landed on solid ground. I am, how should I say this? I'm optimistic, but with hesitation, because we will not know truly until the buses roll on the 16th. Give us a week to iron out those startup issues. But after a week, I'm hoping to be fairly settled.
Joe Cleary from the school board says the bus system has improved under Bowles' management. Here's what he had to say about how far the district had come in regaining the trust of parents on busing issues.
But as much as anything, I'm a parent. My students, you know, my kids ride the bus with First Student. They're going to be riding that bus, and I have full confidence that when I put them on the bus, you know, on August 16th to get to school, they will, with hopefully out overcrowding, picked up at the right spot, dropped off at the right spot. And I think that First Student, you know, having Mark Bull in place as our vendor, has proven that he was able to take a bad situation. He came in the tail end and helped First Student get to where they needed to be.
Superintendent Daniel says Unit 5 is trying to strike the right balance between serving its students and families while running its buses efficiently. He says First Student is prepared.
I did meet with one of their corporate officers just last week, and we are very much in their thought process. They want to show the Midwest that First Student can deliver, and Unit 5 is one of those, one of those areas where the spotlight is being shined right now.
That's Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniel. Before that was school board member Joe Cleary and Mark Bull from First Student. At tonight's school board meeting, Unit 5's Director of Operations Joe Edelman will join Mark Bull from First Student for a presentation on the bus system. I'm Ryan Denham.
Also on tonight's Unit 5 school board agenda, a plan to create a new joint liaison committee with the town of Normal.